Good evening, good morning. It's 10:42 a.m. on Martin Luther King Day, Monday, January 18th, and it's time for Words of Excellence. But today we have a special guest, a very special guest who you've probably heard before on various podcasts, and it is Marcus himself. What does Marcus have to say for himself on this day of days?
Hello, Luke. What is up?
So, if you remember, I think it was Christmas Day, I had an episode where I just went through a list of just these random questions that I'd saved up throughout the years. I think I started the list back in like 2018 or so, but now, now I have ones that I found for an episode of Words of Excellence that the two of us will do. Some of them are sports related, some of them are not. So let's start off with, let's start off with the first question. It is, what is your favorite non-popular NFL player? Like, not like, oh, I love Daniel Jones or whatever, but like some like backup guy, because or maybe like a practice squad player. It doesn't have to necessarily be on like your favorite team, but...
Is it football?
Football player.
I'm gonna have to think, and I think my answer is gonna be Trey Crowder. I'm gonna put Colt McCoy, the quarterback, backup quarterback for the Giants, the second stringer. I think he is a high caliber player and one of my favorite backup quarterbacks in the league. So, Luke, what is your favorite like unpopular player?
My favorite player is Ray Armstrong. He's a linebacker. Currently plays for the Seattle Seahawks. Well, I guess he doesn't really anymore because the Seahawks are out of the playoffs. But he's been on a lot of teams. He's been on the 49ers, Rams, Giants, Browns, Raiders, Seahawks a couple times. Let me see. I'll open up his page. But let me see at the Pro Football Reference. What, he's played for a lot of teams. Like... more than like 15 or so. Let's see here. Ray. He was a full-time player for the 49ers in 2017 or 16. Okay, here are the players he played for, or teams he played for. 49ers, Giants, Raiders, Rams, Browns, Cowboys, Saints, and Seahawks. He's spent 3 years with the 49ers. So the next question,
I'm gonna have to change my answer.
Oh, a change of answer. Oh, okay. Let's see what is the new answer.
He's a little washed up, and he did disappoint me this season. But Jordan Reed, he's now going to be the third stringer for the Niners. Yeah. He used to be good on the Redskins, but he is washed and now a third stringer on the Niners. And he's not popular at all among the crowds. He's not hot in the streets. So Jordan Reed.
Yeah, he was good at the start of the season for the 49ers, but now he's kind of trash.
He moved all the way to third.
Yeah, that's kind of tough for him. Next question, what is your opinion on school in general? Is school good? Is school hot in the streets or not?
Well, Luke, I feel like school is an interesting like matter. I feel like you have to have a balance between social, being with friends, like learning new things through in the streets, and then you have to learn in school for your like future jobs and stuff. And I just think school is a good thing. Like, yes, maybe there should be a little bit more time to have breaks in middle school and high school, but I feel like school is a very balanced opportunity for kids to learn and have fun with their friends. I've been having fun in school, and yes, I like the matter. And it's helping the world and helping the kids grow and learn.
Yeah, school is fun sometimes. My opinion on college is different than regular school. I'm fine with like high school, because that's like kind of necessary. But that after college, once you have to start paying for school, then that becomes a little unnecessary. Next question. What is your favorite place, like, not your house or wherever?
Well, Luke, I was gonna say like Japan or something,
Yeah.
but I can't really say it's my favorite place
Well, the
until I
place that
go
you've
there.
been.
Yeah, so I'm gonna have to go with Sushi Tomo.
Where's
I
that?
mean, hear me out, hear me out. I used to live in the Bay Area, in
Yeah.
one town,
Not trying to dox
and
ourselves.
we don't want like Russian hackers like hacking in and like finding our address and leaking it to the dark web.
Not trying to
But
pull a Sky Jackson.
oh, okay. Anyways, a child screaming in the background outside. So, Tsushitomo, it is a place you can look it up. Actually, if you look it up, you probably know where I live, but it's okay. It's a big town, and I used to live there around that area. And ever since I was little, say like probably six, I was going to that place with my father, and it was fun. They had the little boats with sushi go around in a circle. The owner knew us and gave us like free sushi, and it was like a really good place. I would be excited to go after school.
4131 El Camino Way, Palo Alto, California, 94306.
No comment. Anyway, now we're like stuck in the tough times and they are closing down, but I still go and they still give me free food and it is a great place and I think it's very family friendly.
Yeah, there are a lot of these good places. There was this place that during lunch, during when we were actually back at school and high school, all that. There was a pizza bagel place. I'm not gonna give the location. Actually, I don't even know what it's called. I just know that it's a
Luke
good.
out here exposing us.
I'm sorry. I don't think many people listen to this anyway.
Can't say that on a podcast.
What? It's true. What am I supposed to say? Oh yeah, we get billions of listeners. My probably my favorite place is the. What's it called? Sea Ranch, California. It's fun. It's all up in the woodsy woods next to the beach. It's a fun location. Also, according to my mother, Marcus might join us on a vacation in the future. It's a possibility that he might come along. I don't know if the podcast will still be a thing then, but it'll see.
Well, maybe we could like do something like a vlog or like a new YouTube channel where we could vlog it. That would be cool. Because I'm actually getting into photography, which is kind of great. I have a camera, and it makes stuff. I got an old retro camera that I found in the garage, and it makes stuff look like kind of like an old like 90s movie. And it would be cool to record us. And Luke, here's the thing about Luke and his family. So I've known him for a while. And let's just break this down a little. When we say vacations, we ain't talking hotels in LA. We ain't talking like not even like regular camping in Yosemite. We go to a cabin in the middle of nowhere, like straight up like movie looking like cabin with no cell, no data, no like this TV that only plays like DVDs, and the
Yeah, no
only
live TV.
DVDs is some only like Wallace and Gromit image that was this like claymation show. So yeah, that's their definition of a vacation. I mean, I don't want to hate, I don't want to diss Luke on the first episode I'm here on the podcast, but it's interesting because when they say vacation, they're gonna take me last year. I was like, oh sick, where? They're like, oh yeah, it's some cabin in like where was it, like some like
So it's in the
abandoned
middle of
like
nowhere. It was like they were all. It was pretty wild. Hang on, let me see. I have a
Yeah,
video. I
apparently
have a
a
video
bear
from
came
it.
in the night.
Oh yeah, there was a bear. Let me see. Let's see here. Share the video.
Here's Luke's musty face. I know you can't see. Oh, and him and his brother are like playing around.
They're trifling all this. Just gen. I'm not gonna play this sound because I don't wanna. That's a little weird. Oh yeah, we saw a bear. There it is, bear.
So as you, I'm gonna explain this. Luke was showing his stuffed animals with his brother, and
Yeah,
then they were
dearest brother
walking around
himself.
this nature area, eating chips, and they see a bear
Yeah, there was
walking
a bear
across the
all up in the
water.
forest.
And then I saw your mom's foot
Yeah.
on the dashboard.
Yeah, that was a little manky. But bears, don't associate with bears. They can eat people for sure. Let's see. Okay. Turn that off. Oh, okay. Next question. Opinions on orange juice. Is orange juice hot in the street or not?
I think orange juice is very good for you. It gives you vitamin C.
Whatever vitamin, and I don't even know.
I like it, and personally, I like it on a hot summer day, and I put some ice cubes in it.
Do you like the pulp? Do you like the weird, like, the mushy stuff?
No, pulp makes me want to, like, I don't know, like, it just reminds me of mushy banana.
Internal bleeding?
It's all gross.
Yeah.
Like, when you think about it, it's not bad, but, like, there's just the consistency with that smooth, like, orange juice, and then you just get that, like, all, like, mushy, like, insides of it just makes me want to throw up.
Orange juice is, it depends. If you get, I don't like the stuff that, that you get at, like, Trader Joe's or whatever, because they have all, like, everything's, like, urban and
Trader
all.
Trader Joe's is hot in the streets with orange juice.
No, they have multiple ones. They have the whole ones that's, like, just fresh that's there.
Grandma used to get the fresh orange juice, or, like, the orange juice in the carton. Oh, my gosh. Like, when I told you, like, I chugged it, like, call me, like, 300-pound diabetes man, but I was, like, chugging it down, just taking it up.
Yeah, that's what, I mean, Trader Joe's has some good things. Some of them are a little weird. Like, my mother used to get all these weird salads. They were a little weird. Okay, next question. Favorite personal sports highlight, like something that you did yourself? I'm gonna go, actually, I have two. So, number one, I was in 7th grade, it was baseball, and I scored the walk-off run in a baseball game. So I get a hit, then I steal second, then there was a ground ball to third, and I made some intention, and I did some intellectual base running, and I made it, and I got it from second to third, and then I scored on a walk-off, so that was just fun. And it was all in the dark. It was fun. All the beautiful, like, stadium lights were on. And then also another one, I got an interception when I was doing football in 8th grade. So,
fun fact.
Yeah.
Luke was on the flag football team, the Dolphins, and
oh yeah, in 4th grade, 3rd grade.
They had a nickname for him and called him Spider-Man.
No, that was baseball. That was baseball.
Yeah, I said for baseball.
For baseball, yeah.
They called you Spider-Man because you had tall, lanky arms. Oh, wait, should I say long, lengthy arms? I don't think
tall, whatever. Sense. What about you, Hefe?
So, I'm going to have to go with... I will probably have to say... I'm going to have to think about this. Probably, there's two. One was in basketball, when I used to play with my friend in the town, my old town. We were playing. And this guy was, like, dribbling up the court on a fast break, and he was going to take the lead with, like, 10 seconds left. Mm-hmm. And I instead shoved him down on the ground. I trucked him. I got ejected, but he shot two free throws and missed both of them, and we won.
That's beautiful. That's a beautiful story.
The second one is probably going to have to be in flag football when I was quarterback, and I... Because my friend, he didn't want to play because his, like, ankle hurt so much. So I came in and I threw 7 for 7 and, like, got 2 touchdowns on the day. And I was popping off. Like, there's these kids on the Bears. They were hot garbage. Like, they could rush me screaming like a little, like, crazy child. And I put him with the juke stick. I went, whoa. Like, I stopped and he went sliding. Like, he did the splits.
Took a tumble.
And then I ran up. And then I scored, like, a 2-yard touchdown. It was magical. It was a magical day for me.
Yeah. There are some beautiful plays that have happened. On Thanksgiving, I remember that a couple years ago, Marcus and I were at our uncle's house. And I kept on... And I somehow threw the ball into the neighbor's house twice.
Part of the time, we threw... We thought it was a good idea. We had badminton rackets.
Oh, yeah.
We thought it was a good idea to hit rocks in the yard, like, just belt rocks.
Oh, I was not responsible for this.
We heard a bang, and we're like, uh-oh. And then we called the cops for noise disruption and, like breaking stuff, or, like...
The next door... I was not responsible for that. I don't know who did that.
Luke, it was you. I saw you. You, like, wind it up and nailed it.
Oh, was that me? When was this? Oh, my God.
It was, like, 3 years ago on Thanksgiving.
I wasn't there 3 years ago.
How do you remember this 4 years ago? It was a long time ago. And Luke, I know
there's no way I was.
So the day after Thanksgiving, Luke and I and Uncle
and father,
we all went to the local school because Luke spent the night. And we were at the school, and it was like since it was around winter time, like Thanksgiving fall/winter.
Yeah, the ground was all wet.
The ground was icy, actually, and Luke was running. He caught the ball for my dad, and I told my uncle, I'm like, go get him. So Luke just starts running down. He's kind of slow because, like, he's kind of, like, a little lengthy, so he's just, like, wobble it up. Then my uncle comes flying in. Luke, jumps up and stops. Like, he just stops running, and my uncle goes sliding by and falls on the asphalt. And yeah, Luke, like, broke his ankles. So funny.
I remember that. There was some time that... it was at our aunt's house near Marcus's house last Christmas, so 2019, around that time. And then Marcus and dearest brother himself, my dearest brother, we were playing football, so it was, like, 2-on-1. So, like, there's, like, a center who's also the wide receiver, and then there's a quarterback, and then the person's playing defense. And I was playing defense, and Marcus, like, completely mossed me. He just beat me because he's small. I'm too, like, fat and chub. And dearest brother, like, threw it on the dime. It was beautiful. It was a glorious game. But
I remember that.
Yeah, that was a fun day.
I was in beast mode in that day, and I was wearing skinny jeans. Like, I was wearing jeans that were too tight, because my dad told me to wear jeans, and those were the only jeans I had. So I go up, and I just, like, absolutely, like, take off, like, jump 20 feet in the air, and I catch the ball and, like, fall down, and then I just start dancing in my polo shirt and jeans on the street.
I think it's a video of that. I'll see if I can try to find that. Next question. Favorite color of construction paper?
I'm gonna have to go with brown, because for all of my, I had a school project, we had to, like, make, like, a diorama of, like, a nature, like, background. I don't know what it was for, so I put clay, like, claymation on a brown paper, and it made it look like a cool, like, forest background.
Yeah. Brown is, like, it's, like, an underrated good construction paper. For me, I think it's going to be dark green. That stuff is, you can use it for anything. Let's see. By the way, I'm trying to find video. Oh my goodness, what's he doing? Why is he waving his hands? He's looking at the flick of the wrist. Ooh. Let's see. I don't think I've come across any pictures. But next question, opinion on trains. Are trains hot in the street or not?
Well, I feel kind of PTSD from that one day where we went to the BART station.
Oh, yeah, and you got Lind. Please tell the story.
So basically, me and Luke used to have sleepovers. And he lives in one town, and I live in the other. So I had to go to take a train to him.
Yeah.
Not there, but my dad would drive me up. And then since I was getting older, I think I was about... 2 years ago, I was about, like, a teen at the time, like, still a teen, but a young one. So, they're like, since you're getting older, you're gonna have to take the BART.
Amtrak.
So, it's, like, a series of trains at the train station, and they're like, remember your number, because when you get off, you have to remember how to get out. So, Luke's dad puts me on the train by myself this time. He used to take me up with him. But then, I give the train guy my ticket, and he's like, oh, you're too young, you can't be on this, and he just starts screaming at me, and there's, like, 20 people on the train, they all look, he's like, are you trying to, like, get a free ticket or something, what are you, some hoodlum? And I'm like, what? He's like, you're gonna have to come with me, we're gonna take you into, like, the train, like,
jail,
like, the train, like, jail, and then your dad's gonna have to bail you out. So I go, he's, like, holding me by my neck. Takes me into the police station, like, just drops me there on the chair. I wait 10 minutes, my dad comes flying in. Hey, what's the matter here? This guy tells me, I'm like, I got arrested for being too young. Like, what? So that was ended up, I still have PTSD because that guy was screaming at me. He came flying in. He's like, where's your family, huh? Where's your family? And this lady's like, oh my god, are we getting, like, are we under attack? I was like, what? What? No, I was like, dude, please, like, I don't know anything. Like, I just put on the track, like, my uncle put me on, and he's just like, no, you're gonna have to get off the train, and they're gonna drop me off at the next stop.
What? That's blasphemous.
Crazy night. So, Luke, what is your take on trains? Because I know you like taking the train. You take the train to go to A's games or
various places. Yeah, stuff. Yeah. I like the. I prefer the freight trains. They're a lot cooler, even though they are long. When you're in the car and you have to sit there and wait like 20 minutes behind the freight train, it might take a while, but at least it's fun. I'm actually subscribed on my YouTube to a guy that, like, watches trains and stuff. It's very odd, but it's kind of satisfying. Oh, Mark is singing. Okay. Next question. Least favorite song. What is your least favorite song?
I'm probably going to have to hate that song. That one song by Taylor Swift. We are never, ever, ever getting back together, because that's like when we were like young elementary school kids probably,
and that kids was when
the girls started acting all sassy and like, we're not getting back together, Jeffrey. Like, all these girls came up to my friend, like, I don't know why elementary school dating was a thing, but she would go up to him and she was like, we're not dating anymore, Jeffrey, and we're not getting back together. I'm gonna be like T-Swift.
Oh, beef.
Yeah, some all because Taylor Swift told young women to drop their boyfriends.
Yeah, well, they're like in third grade or something. Okay, let me see. I have the song right here. That's my least favorite. That song is so irritating. That song, I hate it.
You want to take me home? Put me in the bed if you want.
Oh! Falling down, hard hit. Oh, hang on, gotta put in my headphones again. I leaned back a little too far. But that song, it's like the song of the irritating girls from like 5th grade or 6th grade or so. The ones that are all like, this sort of like what Marcus said, they're like that. I'm too good for you, like that. Okay, next question, what color is your toothbrush? Let's see.
I actually have a white electrical one that I got from Costco, and it's like very high tech. Like you can remove the head of the toothbrush and like replace it with the new one.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Like the brushes be like straighter again.
I think they have ads for it on the TV. I think I've seen a couple times, like on those like infomercials.
Yeah, it's actually very good. With braces, it helps better because it's like I can like if I have like scrubby like brushes, I could just reattach a new head onto it.
I think mine is purple, or no, pink, red, and white.
Okay. Is it electrical or what?
No, it's just regular. I know how to brush my teeth. Okay, next.
Are you shooting shots at me or something?
Beef? Favorite cheese. What's your favorite cheese?
What is the mix between with cheddar and, like, I think it's like, what is it? It's like white and orange, like, combined, kind of. Just search it up.
Let's see here.
Like, it's spotted white and orange.
Cheddar cheese? Hey, where do you get it from?
Costco.
Oh, it's Costco. Like a deluxe pack. Oh, Costco cheddar cheese. I think it's just called Costco. I think it's just, the Cheddar Jack cheese.
Yeah, Cheddar Jack. It's like spotted, like cheddar and Jack.
Oh, okay. Let me see.
It's very delicious because you kind of get a taste of both.
Let's see. Orange. I don't know what this cheese is. It's orange cheese with herbs. I forget what it's called. What is this thing called? Cotswold. This stuff is, it's from Trader Joe's. It's orange. I don't know if it's, I think it's like cheddar cheese, but it has like these like herb things, and it's pretty hot in the streets over at our house. Next question. Do you want to drive, like, when do you want to start driving, or do you want to drive? Yes or no?
Well, here's the thing about driving. We're like, of course, the Bay Area is known for like being heavy populated, So when with heavy population comes like heavy traffic in the streets and all that. So where me and Luke are from, mostly Luke though, there are a lot of cars like all the time in thin, narrow streets.
Disrespectful.
It's just like crazy.
What,
And
your
I just
city
feel
where
like
you live is like billions of people over there. Over here, we have like 700,000 or something. I don't even know.
yeah, but it's just how the streets are formed.
Oh yeah, I live on a tiny street. Let's see, what's the population? I'm not gonna tell you what city it is. Oh, only 121,485 in where I
Let me
live.
search up a town with 100 whatever thousand.
You're not gonna find that. Oh my goodness, where he lives, 1.028 million. That's like 10 times, my goodness. Next, oh yeah. Also, I'm not really sure about driving because I have very restrictive parents, so I
Like
don't
one
think that I.
parent doesn't drive and the other has gotten to a terrible car crash.
Oh no,
Let me
both my
tell
parents drive, but just that my father, he's crashed the car like a couple times.
I'm gonna tell them the story because they were leaving. Okay, I'll just tell it real quick. So they were leaving. It was Father's Day. So of
Wait,
course
speaking
the
to the
whole
microphone,
family.
sir. You're not. You're.
So of course the whole family has to get together because it's Father's Day, you know? So then we're all just like having a good time. And then where Luke is from, he has to live. He lives kind of about an hour and a half away from me. So he has to like leave early usually. So he ends up leaving around like 6, 7, so he could get home, get ready for the next day of school. It was on a Sunday, I'm pretty sure. So
Yeah,
what
that's when
happens
all
is,
Father's Day always on a Sunday.
Luke and Ro I got home, I was in bed, and I get a call from Luke, and I just hear like everyone screaming in the back, and I'm like, oh my gosh, and I just hear like wind blowing, and Luke's like, we got into a car crash. And the car flipped over. I'm like, how did this
No, it
happen?
didn't flip over, it just ran. So let me see. So there was some guy, some delinquent at the beginning, at like ahead, and then so it was in a red truck. He brakes and then attacks you with this little, I can't say that's racist, but like he was an Indian man in front of us in a taxi, and he crashed into the front, into the, and he braked because the guy in front of him braked. So then we're like behind the taxi, and we slam into the back of the taxi, and then the car all the way up at the front drives away to hit and run. The car in front just zoomed off, and we're left there. I'm on the road. Mother and father got all shook up. They're, oh! I smashed my head onto the window. Oh my God. Dearest
Here's the
brother.
best part. Here's the best part. His brother, when they got out, I heard it on the phone. His brother's like, "Father," I'm doing it in his impression. "Father, you are a terrible driver. You're so careless." And he was like screaming. And apparently they had beef for a straight week because Sir Brother almost died in the crash.
It was like a whole, it was like one of those NASCAR crashes. It was all over the place. And all this stuff. And you know what
And
was even the worst part? My baseball glove flew out the window. It was on the ground, because the window was like, it like
that's not even
bounced.
the worst part. That's not even the worst part. The worst part was you guys were on a busy highway and you were between my house and your house. You didn't know whether to go back or
Yeah.
forward.
So
It
we
was
were
like
up
an
out until
hour.
like 1 a.m. because we had to get like driven away by an Uber. That's the second car crash I've been in. Actually, I mean, I'll tell a story about the first one. The first one, it was the day after my dearest brother was born. Wait, no, never mind. I won't tell this story. I'll just say that I was in a very violent wreck. We had to be transported by ambulance. And my brother, he had this little, this. The parents like gave me this like stroller that I was supposed to like push my brother around in as like a gift from him or whatever. But you know what? The thing flew out the window because the door opened when the airbags came up. I got whomped by the airbag. The thing with like a little teddy bear in it that I was supposed to like push around my brother. It was so sad because that was like, I was like, oh my God, am I a failure of a brother? I literally just destroyed like what I was supposed to like do with my brother, and it went flying out the window. It was terrible. Or flew out the door. Next question, opinion on squirrels. Are squirrels good or bad?
They're bad. Honestly, they do nothing to help us. I don't really enjoy them because most of them are pests. Like my mom, at her apartment, she has a balcony. She, for the first time, she has like a big balcony. So what happens is she sprinkles a little bit of nuts for like one squirrel. Now there's 18 squirrels.
You can't feed squirrels. They're like an endangered species or whatever.
Now the crows are here too, and there's like a big gang fight. And she has like one of those what are those sliding doors?
Sliding doors.
That, like reflective protector everyone has.
Yeah.
And the squirrels jump on that and try to get inside, like scratching on the window, and like they're crazy now. My mom's like, "Oh, they're so cute." And like, if I just let my cats out there to like let them have it, that would make them not show up anymore.
Uh-oh, someone sounds like they're coming in the door. But yeah, squirrels, you can't really feed squirrels. I think that they're like, it's like when you go to the park and they're like, don't feed the birds or whatever, because then the birds will like start relying on the humans, and then the squirrels will start like relying on the human food or whatever, and then they're all going to show up. So yeah, I mean, I don't really care about squirrels. They're just there. Okay, more sports questions. Two sports questions. Sports questions in a row. Your favorite non-local sports team. And then also, this is not... Marcus likes the New York Giants. I like the Detroit Lions, so not including those teams, because obviously those are not local. But beyond that, and then since we're in the Bay Area, no 49ers, Giants, or Warriors, or Sharks, or any sport.
Oh. All right, so for football, I'm probably going to have to go with the Buffalo Bills. I really like their team. Josh Allen's my homeboy. Shout out to you, Joshie A.
Joshie A.
I love their team. I actually slid into all the Giants players' DMs today, like sending paragraphs on why they should send me a signed NFL jersey.
But, did they?
No, they haven't responded yet. It takes them a while. It's not like they spend their time replying to fans. But I just shout. I was like, hey guys, like I'm just a big fan. But besides that, the Giants, the Bills are my favorite team. My favorite team besides the Giants. And then for baseball, I'm going to have to go with the Phillies, because when I played baseball, my team was the Phillies.
Oh.
And then for the...
Sir?
Oh. Showing one of Josh Allen's old tweets where he...
He really likes it.
Love for private parts.
Oh, but my.
Anyway, and then for hockey, I'm going to have to go with the Ducks, the Mighty Ducks.
Quack, quack.
And yeah, Luke, your turn.
So for baseball... I like the Yankees, but that's because I listen to a podcast, but that's kind of an easy answer. I like the Miami Marlins. They're pretty beautiful. And then football, I like the Seahawks just because of their jerseys. I shouldn't say that because, like, I do a 49ers podcast, but yeah, I'll do the Seahawks, like their jerseys, lovely jerseys, in fact. Basketball, I don't really have an opinion because I don't really watch basketball, so I don't know, maybe the Detroit Pistons just because the Lions are there.
Go Pistons, maybe. That's my favorite team.
And then hockey. Oh, the Calgary Flames. Lovely team. Next question. Favorite TV sports scoreboard, like the on the screen, like down at the bottom or up at the top. They have like, oh, the, because right now, like, you know, when you watch like the football games, Fox Sports is a thing down at the bottom. So Marcus, what is your favorite one?
Mine's actually the Fox Sports one, because the Niners games, when they used to be on it, it's very
glorious.
What is that word? I'm thinking of a word. Nostalgic. Because when I used to go over to my aunt's house and watch it with my favorite uncle, shout out Uncle Hamid, he was there, and we would watch it on Fox, and when they score, he would just, like, everybody would erupt, and it was my favorite scoreboard, and I liked the announcers.
So oh, yeah, Fox.
My favorite scoreboard.
Oh, yeah. I think I like the CBS, or maybe, no, the old Sunday Night Football one from, like, 2013 to 2016 or something.
When that girl used to go like waiting all.
Well, she's still there, but like, I mean the thing down at the bottom. I'll see. Oh, that's Carrie Underwood or whatever her name is. I think she's still there, but I don't. It's so crazy. Like, how do they? I've never understood how Carrie Underwood, because sometimes they, like, flex games in and out. Like, sometimes they change the games. Like, this year, the 49ers were supposed to play the Cowboys on Sunday night, but then the Browns and the Giants were flexed in. So I'm not sure if how they decided to do that. And then final question, final one. I don't know if Marcus is there anymore. Let's see. He seems to have disappeared. Oh, he's back. Oh, my goodness. Hi. What? Oh! What instrument did you play in school? Like elementary school and middle school or something of the sorts? Or what? I don't even know if you...
I actually played the trumpet. And I have a video of the band playing.
Oh, yeah. We showed up at your band one time a couple years ago.
They showed up for, like, the All Together band song where we played Final Countdown. And you couldn't see me because I was in the trumpet section, yeah, which is in the back. So no one ended up seeing me.
He pulled up.
I have a video. I don't know if I want to play the video into the mic because that might be a little too loud. But I have a picture of me. Who can explain the visual if I find it? It's kind of cringy because I'm wearing like a suit and tie with my little trumpet out. Oh. Here's a video. It's terrible.
I mean, it's a middle school band. What do you expect? Ooh, jawline check.
That was me.
Jawline check.
So that was a little crisp, like, little
taste. We showed up. We have a video somewhere in, like, the old family files of, like, Marcus. And then he shows up and he was wearing, like, and they had all these, like, LED lights or those, like, glow stick things. I forget what it was. But they were all, like, it was, like, the winter sing and dance or the spring sing or whatever the things are called. Okay, from 4th to 5th grade, halfway through 5th grade, I played the trombone. I kind of only did that because my friends were there, and I kind of hated it. It sounded really bad. But then I switched in the middle of 5th grade. Then 5th grade to, like, middle through 8th grade, I did the clarinet. And then I stopped because it was boring. And now I don't play anything. Now I'm just beautiful. I don't play any instruments. I mean, music is good.
Because music is good, but I feel like when you get older, all the competitive kids fly in. Like, legit, look up, like, an instruments, like, kid on Instagram. It's like,
trumpet. That's like their whole life.
Trumpet God 223. Like, oh my god, I was competing for a solo with a kid. When I tell you, when I got it, he was like, listen, I do classes 8 a.m. all the way to 8 p.m. a day. Then I do my piano practice. Then I play the saxophone. I'm like, dude. Get a life.
Like, yeah, like, in high school, the people that play in the band, it started to, like, filter out, because in middle school, like, in 6th grade, everybody was just playing their instrument that they played in 5th grade, but then by, like, 8th grade, people would start to quit, and that's why I kind of quit, because, like, I was just kind of, like, done with it, because you had to, like, practice every day. I didn't really feel like doing that. So, yeah, it was a little much. So, now in, like, high school, the people that are in the band, they're, like, the ones that, like, are gonna be, like, musicians later in life, and they're, like, a little too competitive. Like, I don't really care what they do. They're just, like, the kids that are, like, you know how kids, like, oh my god. Ugh. There's, like, the kids that get, like, bullied for being the band kid. That's, like, not really that much of a deal at my school, because that's kind of, like, how my whole school is. But, I don't know. Marcus, with the jawline check.
Yeah, so, I'm gonna have to agree with you there, Luke, and...
Any final words?
Yes, I want to say thank you. It was kind of fun listening to all your questions. And today, me and Luke are actually going to watch the Sharks game over FaceTime.
Go Sharks.
Oh, wait, let's go. Let's go Sharks, baby. Let's go Sharks.
Yes, the Sharks. Sharks are a good team. But let's wrap it up. Squabble up. Squabble up.
Squabble up.
Oh, yeah. Lol Jaime, shout out.
Thank you. And I'm going to go take a shower.
Toodles. Heading out. Toodles.